emotions. This is chapter 1. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9 NLT. Captain Dale Black had always dreamed of being a pilot. As a young man, one fateful day, his plane lost power after takeoff and crashed into a 70-foot-high aviation monument at 135 miles per hour. Everyone died except Dale, who came back to tell about it. At first, Dale found himself suspended in mid-air, hovering over the wreckage of his body and the plane. Then he began traveling at a great speed, accompanied by two angelic escorts. I was fast approaching a magnificent city, golden and gleaming, among a myriad of resplendent colors. The light I saw was the purest I've ever seen, and the music was the most majestic, enchanting, and glorious I have ever heard. I was still approaching the city, but now I was slowing down, like a plane making its final approach for landing. I knew instantly that this place was entirely and utterly holy. Don't ask me how I knew, I just knew. Below me lay the purest, most perfect grass, precisely the right length, and not a blade that was bent or even out of place. It was the most vibrant green I had ever seen. If a color could be said to be alive, the green I saw was alive, slightly transparent and emitting light and life within each blade. The iridescent grass stretched endlessly over gently rolling hills upon which sprinkled the most colorful and wild flowers, lifting their soft, petaled beauty skyward almost as if they were a chorus of flowers caught up in their way of praising God. The fragrance that permeated heaven was so gentle and sweet. I almost didn't notice it amid all there was to see and hear. But as I looked at the delicate, perfect flowers and grass, I wanted to smell them. Instantly, I was aware of the gentle aroma. As I focused, I could tell the difference between the grass and the flowers, the trees, and even the air. It was so pure and intoxicating and blended together in a sweet and satisfying scent. In the distance stood a range of mountains, majestic in appearance as if they were reigned over the entire landscape. These were not mountains you wanted to conquer. These were mountains you wanted to revere. Next, I heard the faint sound of water rushing in the distance. I couldn't see the water, but it was surrounded as if it were rivers cascading over a series of small waterfalls, creating music that was ever-changing. This city wall stretched out to my left and right as far as I could see in both directions. A powerful light permeated the wall, and you could see all the colors of the rainbow in it. Strangely, whenever I moved, the colors moved ever so slightly, as if sensing my movement and making an adjustment. Hebrews 8:5 says that Moses' tabernacle was a copy of the shadow of what is in heaven. All we love about this earth is merely a shadow of the greater reality to come. Think about all we desire on earth. Beautiful landscapes and homes in a picture-perfect setting, all the time in the world to be with the people we love, endless energy, and to experience all the things we enjoy, and opportunities to work on fun and challenging projects in line with our passions. Even though this life falls short, our desires for these things point to the creator of every good gift, and our longings point to what heaven will bring. When you think about your dreams in life, start including more than just your earthly dream house, vacation, career, or lifestyle. Imagine also the beauty and excitement waiting for you in your internal life to come, and prioritize what matters most. loving God and loving others. Today we fix our eyes on the prize God has for you that lasts forever.